Welcome to Astrovision. We are a modern guide to the cosmos within. We blend the timeless wisdom of astrology with thoughtful technology to provide hyper-personalized insights, delivered as both a detailed written guide and a personalized podcast. Today, we deep dive into the personality of the Virgo zodiac sign. Okay, so let's unpack this moment in the zodiac. We're moving right out of that creative heat of Leo
right.
and into Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
It really feels like a shift from performance to preparation.
It is. It's the great pivot.
The soul is basically trading in its crown for a highly organized spreadsheet.
It's moving from that subjective ego to objective refinement. And the core archetype here isn't, you know, the tidy secretary. It's the alchemist of the real.
The alchemist of the real. I love that. So if they are this this anti-entropic force, what does that actually look like in practice?
It's this relentless drive against chaos. I mean, universal chaos. They analyze, they separate, they purify, and they refine.
Like a thresher, dedicated to making sure only the useful kernel remains.
Exactly. And if something's not functional, a Virgo just sees it as clutter. It's that simple.
That focus on utility must be powered by their unique constitution, right? We're talking mutable Earth ruled by Mercury.
That combination is key.
So how does that, you know, fluid structure and high-speed thought create this ultimate technician?
Well, it gives them the technician's brain wired to a craftsman's hands. Mutable Earth means they're flexible in how they apply structure.
Okay.
And Mercury gives them that speed and precision. They seek knowledge specifically to apply it.
So they're not interested in just abstract philosophy?
Not at all. If a grand theory can't function, like right now in the physical world, they lose interest. It's just impractical to them.
So if they are these technicians focused only on what's useful, that must require an incredible eye for detail.
Mm.
Is that just a personality quirk or is it something more?
It is absolutely a system, a cognitive filtering system. Mm. Most people filter out the background noise to see the big picture.
Right.
Virgo does the opposite. They zoom in on the constituent parts that make up the whole.
And that granular focus gives them a superpower.
A true superpower. Lie detection. They are the zodiac's fact checkers. They naturally spot deception by tracking these tiny inconsistencies in data or in a story that everyone else just completely misses.
That sounds, honestly, kind of exhausting.
Yeah.
If they're so focused on spotting flaws, what is the source of that drive? The drive for perfection that, you know, leads to the stereotype of the relentless critic.
Yeah, and it's a fair question. Their perfectionism, it really stems from a kind of divine discontent. The sources suggest there's a subconscious drive to recreate order here on Earth.
Mm.
But the first thing we have to understand is that the Virgo is mercilessly, mercilessly hardest on themselves. That inner critic is always running the show.
So if that inner critic is so strong, how do they keep that pressure contained? I mean, does that anxiety just naturally spill outward as criticism of others?
It often spills out, but as optimization. When a Virgo criticizes, it's rarely from a place of malice. They genuinely believe that pointing out a flaw is an act of care. They're trying to prune the people they love to help them grow.
So their fundamental love language is?
Acts of service, absolutely.
So if you're dating a Virgo, and they sent you a perfectly color-coded shared spreadsheet of your life goals, you should probably just say thank you.
You should definitely say thank you, because when that service is unappreciated, that's when they can tip into the shadow.
The martyr complex.
The martyr complex, yeah. And resentment. And this psychological stress has a direct physical toll.
Oh, that's interesting.
If they can't digest a problem, make sense of it, categorize it, that stress often shows up as literal digestive distress, you know, nervous stomachs.
Yeah.
Their gut is their emotional barometer.
Wow. So what does all of this mean for the Virgo's ultimate journey? They seem sort of trapped between this ideal of perfection and the messy reality of the world.
Well, the mature Virgo has to learn to use their precision not to judge flaws, but to build others up. Their gift is bringing the divine into the details, serving the whole. But their challenge, their final frontier, really, is to accept that perfection is an ideal they can approach but never fully touch. To truly heal, they have to embrace the necessary chaos of life.
Thank you for listening. You can now go deeper with your personal Astrovision report. Hearing about an astrological concept is a great start, but nothing compares to hearing how they apply directly to you. Discover your unique path with an Astrovision report, your personal user manual delivered in our celebrated podcast format.